At midnight, the cold wakes me up. I have 2 wool caps, 3 sweaters, 3 shirts, a heavy jacket, and down bag. I have to get up and move. Outside the tent, a full moon bathes the valley. Southern Cross hangs like a jeweled crucifix in a black sky. I realize for the first time, the Spaniards didn't conquer everything. Something from long ago still vibrates in the Andes. The glacier stands silent and glowing 1,000 feet up. At its center, burning far above us, the lights of a Catholic shrine. Along the ridge, the Ukukus are surely making their way up with their ice picks, their rope whips, and their prayers. Okay, it's a little before 5. Stars are mostly gone. You can see a bright planet just above that ridge there. I'm not sure if that's Venus. Moon has disappeared behind ridge to the west. You can hear the sounds of the mass coming from down below. And the first light of day is starting. The Ukukus should be coming back down from the glacier by now. Vicente and I begin the half-hour trek to the base of the glacier. After a while, we look up and see a line of black moving along the spine of the mountain. The bear men, the Ukukus, are coming toward us now, in single file on the ridge, against the pale sky. On their backs, I can see chunks of the glacier, blocks of sacred ice. Some of it will be made into purifying barley tea, some given to the Catholic priests below for benediction, and some will be hauled 100 miles back to Cusco to be blessed by the cardinal. On the ride back to Cusco, children lined the dusty roads, holding out their hands for anything, a pair of socks, some batteries, a piece of candy, a scrap of bread, that we more fortunate might throw from the windows. The driver was crazy, overtaking other buses on narrow mountain passes like he was immortal, nearly killing us all more than once. Who knows why he did that? Vicente said we were inside a kind of Andean fatalism. Microbus plunging over the side, he said, and a cuckoo falling from a glacier. Death comes when it comes. It is a passage to something else. We who brush against it and survive are left to celebrate. In Cusco, the sun is warm, the plaza packed, and the saints on parade, hand-painted, carved wooden saints, held aloft by scores of barefoot men buckling under the weight. Side streets are jammed, everyone drinking beer and eating chiriuchu, plates of guinea pig, with an algae delicacy brought all the way from Lake Titicaca on the Bolivian border. It's the Fiesta of Corpus Christi, and here in front of the cathedral, the Ukukus have arrived, their ice shrunken now, from slabs to dripping silver bars. There, amidst the brass and confetti, the bear men end their journey, placing the chunks of a holy mountain at the steps of the cathedral. From the plaza in Cusco, Peru, this is Sandy Tolan for The Savvy Traveler.